All right, last day of practice, getting ready for Green Bay. Said this already, but we're excited about, the opportunity to go up there. Be a great environment to play in. Lambeau Field against the Packers. Be a heck of a test for us. Good measuring stick for us. And I think our guys are excited and ready to go play.
If Derek Carr is going to be available for the game or not?
Yeah, we haven't made that determination yet. We're going to be cautious with that to make sure he's good to go before we put him back out there.
Might you play Trent Edwards if Derek doesn't play?
Yeah, we'll see. A lot of that's going to be determined kind of how the game goes. If Derek doesn't play, McGloin will go in there with the second group, and we'll kind of play that by ear.
With Ellis being out, I guess like 12 days now, it seems like it was a really bad concussion. What have you heard about the severity of what he went through, and how's he doing?
Well, I mean, all these are different. With where we're at with concussions now and head injuries and everything that we know about them now, you want to make sure that you're cautious with those things and make sure that make sure guys are fully cleared before they get back in there. So they're all serious, and we treat them as such, and we just go through the protocol. And whenever they're cleared and no symptoms, then we'll put them back out there.
What was Marcel's availability today? What did he do?
He was full go today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was full practice, looked good out there running around. So he should be good to go for the game.
What was the diagnosis? Was it a strained ligament, or is it specifically wrong with the foot?
Yeah, he had a foot. That's the best diagnosis I can come up with, all right?
So this isn't a situation with him that you think you're going to have to be managing into the future with his foot, or is he just good to go?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, when I watched him out there today running around, I mean, he looked pretty good out there running around. So, I don't expect that to be something that we got to manage, but, we'll see as this thing moves along. Obviously, if it becomes a hindrance, then we'll have to manage it. But if not, we'll let him go out there and play. But I didn't notice anything today.
The other guys with concussions, Butler and Simonson, do they still have to pass another test before they're cleared?
Simonson's cleared, and okay. Butler is not yet.
Okay. How much did McGee missing the first couple days, or maybe longer than that, of camp hurt him or set him back? It seemed like are Sims and Smith pretty much entrenched now as starters at tackle?
Well, I think right now, I think the biggest thing that's been a little bit of a hindrance for Stacy is, playing with a big club on his hand right now. So, which is something that he has to do, at the moment. Hopefully we'll be able to get that off sooner rather than later, and he'll have a little bit more functionality with that. But as far as knowing what to do and being in shape and those kinds of things, I don't think that was really a setback. But obviously trying to play with one hand has made it a little more difficult for him.
What do you think of C.J. Wilson over the course of this preseason? Where do you think his role will fit?
Yeah, well, C.J.'s done a good job for us, playing defensive end. We move him inside some and play defensive tackle. He's a versatile player. He's a good run player, and that's really the reason why we brought him here is to come in and be able to, play the run for us, and he's done a nice job of that. So I'm pleased with where he is, and I know he's looking forward to going back to Green Bay and playing up there, as well as a couple other guys we got.
You got a lot of guys who can do that play and tackle. How does that sort of benefit you? Are you able to disguise things more? What are the benefits of having?
Well, I think the biggest benefit is when you get to the regular season, you start looking at a 46-man active roster. The more guys you have that can play multiple roles, it's an advantage to you, as far because you only have limited guys that can be up and available for a game. So I think having those guys that can play multiple roles, maybe at times might give us the ability to if he's a defensive lineman and he can play end and tackle, it might allow us to carry an extra defensive back or wide receiver or somebody like that, which helps out with special teams.
phrase it. Is there something about Andre Holmes' play in the last couple of weeks that maybe that you haven't liked, or things that you haven't seen from him that maybe might shift him down?
No, you know, I mean, Andre's done a nice job. He needs to be more consistent,
okay.
You know, and that would be really with that whole group there. It needs to be, you know, more consistent. We've seen some good things out of those guys. I think all these guys have a role that they can play in our offense. And, you know, we're going to play a lot of guys. And so all of them will have a role on the team. All of them bring a little something different to the table. And we've said from the beginning that we wanted to be able to take a look at some, you know, some different lineups, and we've done that.
Could you keep six wideouts? Is that something?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to get into speculation about how many we'll keep at each different position, but, you know, when this thing's all said and done, we get done with the Seattle game, we'll keep the right 53 for our football team.
With Hayden being out of the camp in the preseason, have you been happy with the other cornerbacks, how they've stepped up, or they've taken on that role or filled his void, I guess, the last month or so?
Yeah, I mean, I've been pleased with you know, what the corners have been able to do. You know, we've got some young guys that have gotten an opportunity. Some of those guys coming off of injuries haven't got as much reps as maybe we would like. You know, Keith McGill, Nico Thorpe, those are a couple guys that you know, did some things early in camp, and injuries have kind of slowed them down a little bit. So being able to get a look at those two guys, as well as some of the other guys over the next couple of weeks, will, you know, it'll be big as far as the evaluation process is.
Has Kerry stepped up and seized the punt return job?
You know, it hadn't been determined. You know, I think both him and Denarius Moore both have done a nice job. Both of them had effective returns in the game the other night. So we're going to continue to look at both of those guys as potential punt return options. And, again, we got a couple more games to look at that. But I feel more comfortable now with where we're at from a punt return standpoint than I did coming into training camp, that's for sure.
How about the kickoff returns? Are there some finalists for that spot? Or?
Yeah, the two guys we're looking at right now, you know, as primary options would be Latavius Murray and Corey Sheets. Both those guys should get some opportunities in the game.